All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Chasing Sunsets? Sister Wild Hunt. I don't remember that version. Well, things are going to get really interesting then, I guess. Let's load the game. The door immediately pops open and a familiar hand grips your shirt before yanking you inside. The fuck? Wearing nothing but a towel, Jay kisses you like you've been apart for months. Gross, you're all stinky and covered in sweat. I came up here planning to shower, not get pounced. Silly boy, pouncing is literally my signature ability. And I have the scars to prove it. The tongue part is new, though. I'm leveling up. Wait till you see my final form. Oh, before I forget, George and Lisa want to talk to us downstairs. Yeah, is it bad that I'm hoping for a light day? I'm beat after the club last night. I'll do you one better. I'm getting us a day off. Are you holding George's cream pies hostage? There's no way he'll go for that. Jay gives you a rebellious look. Have a little faith. Just also have my back when I make my play. Sis, the sooner we finish their checklist, the sooner we can go home. Trust me when I say you want to be on board for this. Alright, you had me at day off. I'm in. Lisa's a wild card, especially knowing what she does about us. Meet me in the laundry room when you've washed off that corn chip smell. Jay adjusts her towel, intentionally giving you a glimpse of what lies underneath before leaving. She gets entirely too much enjoyment out of teasing me. One cold shower later, upon entering the laundry room, what you see makes you think the universe just rolled a natural 20. Say the words, help me step bro, I'm stuck. What? I'm just packing your overnight bag. My overnight bag for what? Jay easily extricates herself from the dryer because they're literally impossible to get stuck in. I told you to trust me. How do you expect me to trust again after finding out the dryer is a lie? I got everything into the backpack. Now our meeting's at 10. We gotta run. Without a spanking? Like right now, you're absolutely sure you weren't just a little stuck? Grim, you need more than just one extra chromosome to get stuck in a dryer. I just thought, you know what? I don't want to know. A short time later, you hear familiar voices speaking in hushed tones as you approach the living room. We're out of time, George. We were out of time before I even got here. And with Sophie's news about Mallory, what do we even do with that? It's heartbreaking on so many levels, not least of all for her. Does it create problems for the estate, given that she's technically family? There's really no law or precedent that covers this, but I think not. Just because Mallory and Sarah share a genome does not make her Sarah. One less thing to worry about, I guess, but time is still running short. I understand your concerns, but let's look at it realistically. No need to rush in there. I wouldn't mind hearing some unfiltered truth. Process delays and the judge recusal alone are drawing out the legal circus, and well, where's this aversion to going home coming from? There's something you're not telling me. You're not wrong. However, now is not the time. They could be here any moment. You feel a gentle touch on your arm that tells you Jay has joined you. What's going on in there? George and Lisa are having some sort of disagreement. Seems important. Ooh, let's see if they let anything slip. The important thing right now is that they step up and demonstrate their potential. The important thing right now is that you and I are on the same page. The quick version, then. In short, James and Sarah were not planning on passing so young. Who does at their age, George? As such, their will wasn't even finalized when the accident happened. What? As the executor, normally I would just split the assets down the middle and call it a day. That makes perfect sense to me. Then what's with all this pageantry? Sarah's greatest regret was the family rift, and Jay's graduation was where it was to be put to rest. It's tragic that her plan didn't work out, but it's also not our torch to pick up and carry. Sarah and James had a good handle on what the problem was, they just ran out of time. Are you getting to the part where this is anyway our business? You feel Jay's grip on your arm tighten in anticipation as George gathers his thoughts. It was something Sarah said the summer before she died. She said that if Grimm just stopped avoiding Jay, everything would work itself out. So that's what this is, forcing them to interact until they got over themselves? You hear Jay's breath catch in shock behind you. It's unconventional. Let's try that one again. It's unconventional, but within my purview, they also really did need to learn how to run the business. Fuck George. Lisa's voice takes on a low, angry tone. What's going on between them isn't something you just engineer a fix for. The fact that it hasn't already blown up spectacularly reflects better on them than us. You're meddling in two people's lives out of some misguided obligation to the dead. I love Sarah and James as much as anyone, but this was irresponsible. Forgive a sentimental old man his excuses. I saw an opportunity to kill two birds with one stone. There's always another angle with you. Lawyer, remember? The question remains, have we managed to hit either bird with said stone? Lisa's quiet for a moment, but you can't be sure if it's because she's angry or just thinking. You already know the answer to one of them. They're both quick studies. Moreover, they're both applying themselves and trying their best to fill their parents' shoes. As for the other thing, it looks to me like there are some reasons to be optimistic. Some might even say scandalously optimistic. Come again? You're right, they're practically already completing each other's sentences. Really? Well, as much as I despise gambling. Meddling? It appears Sarah's hope paid off. Frankly, George, Polly Jean would be in capable hands either way, but my heart tells me that neither of them will ever be happy chained to a desk. That's what we call projection, Lisa. Anyway, we can discuss it more later. Bianca's voice suddenly bursting into song behind a nearby door gives both of you a good scare. Got that bourbon street steak with Oreo shake. Got some whipped cream on the top, too. Fuck a duck! Shit, go, go, go! Doing your best to act casual, you succeed only in looking like you're fleeing the scene of a fart. Good morning, Lisa. George. Lisa looks at you with obvious suspicion, but remains silent. Sorry we're a little late. Grim and I were having a strategy session and lost track of time. I see. Well, have a seat and we'll discuss the day. As the two of you get comfortable, you can almost feel Lisa's amused gaze boring into you. Lisa will be tied up with legal today, so I'm sending you two on errands. Jay, you'll go to the Kunaloa building and meet with the land's magistrate. Convince him to allow us to purchase the parcel north of the Hot Labs once the legal hold is voided. Kunaloa, that's the town Mom and Dad stayed in on their honeymoon. Indeed, the magistrate will be reluctant to sign off on a foreign interest purchasing more land. I've got an idea on how to work through that. Oh, let's hear it then. I'll offer to sell the land we already own back to the people of Tonalu, provided it gets leased back to us. Ah, then we pick up the north parcel on lease also without expanding foreign holdings. It's a win-win. Jay went sheepishly at the effusive approval in George's voice. Lisa and George exchange a victorious glance. Now, Grim, I'm going to have you take the day off. Come again? I don't think I heard you correctly. Both of us have been running ourselves ragged since we got here. We're taking today off. We? I'll handle the magistrate after we've had a day to relax, but I will get us that lot. Out of the question. There's too much left to do before you're ready. Nothing that can't wait a day. Giggle. Grim, talk some sense into your sister. She makes perfect sense to me. Effective time management includes taking time to care for yourself. Lisa watches the exchange with obvious amusement. Lisa, feel free to step in at any time. No, I think they're right. We've pushed them very hard and they've earned it. Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal. Does all work and no play sound like Sarah and James to you? George stares at Lisa like he's been slapped. No, no it doesn't. Gah, fine. Thanks, George. The real estate lease documents will be on your desk in 2 days. Would you mind at least telling me where the two of you are going? Just track our phones. That's sort of your thing, isn't it? Oh, shots fired. Maybe when we get back, we'll try that one again. When we get back, maybe we can go over the will again with you in detail. As you and Jay steal a dark chuckle at a visibly uncomfortable George's expense, Bianca strolls by. Hey, if y'all were planning to do some sightseeing, just take Sploosh and Mudslide. Sploosh and what now? Gary bought a couple of crotch rockets just before I caught him putting his rocket in other crotches. Hated the whole damn idea till I rode one. Let's just say my body wasn't ready. Those are odd names for motorcycles. We'll take them! North Island Loop, Republic of Tonalu. I didn't know this Gary guy, but the man wasn't afraid to drop big money on quality. The lush scenery blurs as you thread the bike effortlessly through winding island roads. Where did Jay learn to ride like this? And where is she taking us? Coming up on a four-way stop, Jay waits for you to come up even with her. Huh, she seems a little flushed. Konolu's about 5 minutes straight ahead. That's where we're going? Guess you'll have to wait and see. Up for a little race? I don't know. We'll stack up these bikes and we'll be looking for a new place to stay. I would never. Six gear mid revs is god tier. Sibian could sue these guys for patent infringement. Sibby, what? What are you talking about? Jay's eyes narrow mischievously. Let's just say that on Sploosh, the journey really is as awesome as the destination. So, we doing this? You see Jay's eyes shine in what is certainly a wide grin beneath her helmet. I'll even give you a head start. I'll give you a few seconds before I punch it. And what do I get if I win? The currency of our realm. Loser has to give up a juicy secret to the winner. What could go wrong? What kind of secret? 3, 2... 1, GO! You punch the throttle and the bike leaps beneath you like a rocket. A few seconds isn't gonna buy me much given how she was riding earlier. As you accelerate to irresponsible speeds, the wind howls past your helmet ominously. I wanna win, but I'm not gonna risk lives to beat her. You ease off until you feel comfortable with your reaction time against the visible road ahead. Just as you're about to check your mirrors, Jay screams past you in a blur. Fuck, it's like I wasn't even moving. You gun it a little and try to close the gap she's opened between you. Suddenly, to your surprise, she begins to slow and pulls off roughly to the shoulder. Pulling up alongside her, you realize you can't hear the rumble of her motor. Everything all right? No, the dash went blank and now the engine won't start. Motor sounded fine for a second. I could hear it when you flew past me like a hypersonic missile. It's not mechanical, it's a computer error. Code 44. Google it on your phone? There were only 23 of these made. I can't just pull up the manual on the internet. Let me text Bianca. Hope she's not too pissed. Hey, yeah, got a little problem. You and me both. Would you say these tan lines are, like, super obvious? Wow. They're definitely not the first thing that leaps out to me. Just what I needed to hear right now. So what's shaking, Bacon? Sploosh is throwing a computer error. Code 44. Aw, hell. Had that happen once before Rico said it was all fixed. Guess not. Is it something we can reset on the road? Nope. The factory tech will need to firm the flashware or something ridiculously expensive. Where are you kids at? Couple miles south of Kunaloa on Island Route 3. I'll have Egg send someone out with a flatbed and bring it back to town. Mind staying with it until he's got it loaded? Of course we will. Really sorry about the headache. Nothing to be sorry for as long as my sploosh is still in one piece. Still a weird name for a motorcycle. Bet your sister don't think so. Now what the fuck does that mean? So? She has a guy with a flatbed coming to haul sploosh to the garage. I don't think I did anything to break it, but I still feel bad. Don't worry about it. Bianca said she's seen that error before. But I guess this means we're done for the day. Jay glances pointedly at your motorcycle's rear seat. We still have Mudslide, and you still have your winnings to collect. A short time later. True to Bianca's word, a man from town arrives for the disabled bike within half an hour. Jay watches the truck drive off with sploosh tied down and back apprehensively. Remind me never to borrow something worth more than my entire education ever again. Relax, if there's only 23 of those in production, there's bound to be glitches. If you say so. Jay swings her leg over the rear seat and wraps her arms around you. Focus on the road, Grim. Just focus on the road. You feel her firm breasts against your back as she pulls herself tightly against you. This is already more splooshy than sploosh. Louder, I can't hear you. I said, just don't drive like a douche. Why so stabby? Hang on. Outrigger Resort and Spa, Konolu, Tonolu. Whoops, sorry, I said that wrong. Kunalau, Tonolu. As the two of you enter the resort lobby, Jay strides briskly towards reception. Checking in, reservation under Campbell? But of course, one moment. The receptionist taps away for a few moments, growing visibly more confused. But madame, the only reservation under that name is a standing one. My parents. Oh, I see. Unfortunately, they had the Venetian suit booked. Sweet. Sweet. I'm afraid it suffered some water damage during the recent storm. Which is why Jean-Philippe was kind enough to substitute the ambassador's bungalow. Oh, he did leave a note with the front desk. Forgive me, I did not make the connection. Your card is already on file. Let me just check you in. As the receptionist begins checking you in, Jay moves in close to you and places her hand on yours. How long have you had this cooking? Since the day after the storm. Well, you're... companion be requiring a key as well? Boyfriend? Brother? Business partner? I'm not ready to go that route yet. My lovely sister and I will both be needing keys. As you intended, Jay seems momentarily torn between happiness and awkward discomfort. Yes, two keys, please. The receptionist finishes checking you in and presents two card keys. Two keys for the ambassador's bungalow. Simply exit from the lobby and follow the boardwalk to the west. It's the last dock. For intimate dining, you'll find plenty to choose from within walking distance. The best restaurant on the island is Wild Ginger next door, but reservations are hard to come by. Unfortunately, but wherever you dine, I hope it's as enjoyable as the rest of your stay. You'll find a list of local attractions and excursions on your nightstand. Jay's expression is radiant. Thank you. I'm sure we'll be leaving with lots of great memories. As the two of you enter the room, you're struck by the scale of it. Wow, this is the paradise we've both been too busy to appreciate. Are those glass floors? Mm-hmm. The bungalow lights up underneath at night and you can watch the fish. Seems to me that you don't spring for a suite like this just to enjoy the wildlife. Jay glances back at you and winks. Depends on how you define wildlife. And the game is afoot. Sorry, no console. We're not blowing the evening on Call of Duty Marathon. But Ghost Harambe has been slacking on his headshots. Ghost Harambe should worry about getting ready for dinner. I'll change in the bathroom. Any thoughts on where you'd like to eat? Our reservations at Wild Ginger are in 30 minutes. I packed something nice for you to wear. How? I didn't bring anything nice to the island. Open the backpack. Put it on. No complaining. Jay retreats to the bathroom while you examine what she's packed for you. Does she know me or what? You have just begun undressing when you notice the bathroom door is slightly ajar. That was quick, she's already undressed. You can't help but gawk at her exquisite curves through the crack in the door. Oh, we're both in trouble. Jay's eyes connect with yours, but her playful mood is still firmly in the driver's seat. And I'm the one with the boundaries issues. You look away, feeling a little awkward at getting busted so blatantly. I'm a simple man. I see a cracked door, I investigate. Imagine how much more fun the yacht would have been if I'd known that sooner. 5 minutes later. Can I get your help with this thing, Grim? Looking towards the sound of her voice, you are shocked to see your tomboy sister in a designer dress. I can't quite reach the zipper in the back. A little help? Wow, that dress is outclassed only by the beauty wearing it. With the uncharacteristic self-consciousness, Jay fidgets nervously beneath your gaze. Stop staring, I feel silly enough already. You dutifully begin working the zipper, inhaling the familiar scents of her hair and bronze skin. You always did clean up nicely, and you somehow pull off casual like no other. I can't remember the last time I went to a fancy restaurant with a beautiful woman. Jay presses back against you as you finish zipping her up. Memories are tonight's theme, Grim. New ones or old ones? Jay spins around and caresses your chest shyly. Why not both? Both is good. An electric pause hangs in the air between you before you both speak at the same time. We should go. Konolau, Tonalu. Wild ginger, of course. The restaurant's proximity makes for a short work. Work. The restaurant's proximity makes for a short walk, and you can't help but admire its opulence. Closed for private events. So much for reservations. Trust me, it's not going to be a problem. You've certainly developed expensive tastes. Hardly, but eating out of Tanaka's kitchen for a month sets a pretty high bar. You ever notice that for an Asian chef, she doesn't cook a lot of Asian food? I asked her to go light on it once I locked this place down. You really thought of everything, didn't you? Go big or go home. Are they even open? I don't see a hostess anywhere. We can sit wherever we like. I reserved out the whole restaurant. Wait, what? Jay's eyes dance with laughter. The executive chef is Rinko's biggest fan. All it took was a phone call. I thought having the place to ourselves would be intimate. He said romantically, making her tummy do annoying flip-flops. I like the table by the window. What do you think? Really doesn't matter to me. Jay mistakes your deflection for disinterest and looks slightly hurt. That's just a man's response. Really? It's not the table, it's the company. I don't need a window. Nothing out there can compare to what I've got in here. Jay fidgets for a moment before blushing furiously and looking away. Do you want to make it through dinner without a pouncing? Because talking like that is how we don't make it through dinner without a pouncing. I mean, now you have a seat. I'm going to the ladies' room to freshen up. But you literally just left the restroom. Oh, my dear Grim, so much experience, so little wisdom. Seating yourself, you enjoy the view for a few minutes before you feel your phone vibrate. Probably Jay realizing she needs help with her dress again. Oh wow, Tara. In the meantime, here's a little motivation to get... Oh no, we'll try that again. Yo, Grim, look alive. Hey, thanks for the birthday tip. I haven't even thought about my own in years. All part of the service. So tonight's the big night, my guy. Jay's been planning this for a minute. Yeah, I can tell. So her go-to drink is a dark and stormy, but do not let her have more than three. Don't let him eat three hams. That's a very old reference. And what's this I hear about a bet? She's literally texting you from a bathroom stall right now, isn't she? Don't ask questions you don't want answers to. And also, yes. So she owes you a secret, yeah? Yeah, something like that. Booyah! Ask her about her first kiss. Hell no, it was you, and even if it wasn't, I don't want to hear about her and some other dude. Trust me, you just got a cheat code. As you ponder a response, you hear Jay's heels on the hard wood behind you. Shit, she's back. Gotta go. As you put down your phone, Jay returns with a look of satisfaction. Appetizers will be out shortly. Oh, no menus tonight? I have a pretty good idea of what you like. Her suggestive tone implies that she's not just talking about dinner. You know we don't need a checklist to have a good time, right? I can trust one thing to fate, I suppose. Spontaneity! A bold flex! I'll leave our drink order in your capable hands. Asian restaurant with an emphasis on sashimi. How do I want to play this? Beer has always been her go-to, but Tara's advice has always been on point so far. Beer just isn't very romantic, and wine feels wrong with Asian cuisine. You kidding me? It's called sake, rice wine. It's probably a test. There should be an achievement for reading a girl's mind. Sake is the obvious choice. Hakaisen sake it is, then. Jay's eyes widen slightly in surprise, but she seems pleased with your choice. You really have traveled. I normally don't care for sake, but it sounds good tonight. Yes! Sake. You're going to an Asian restaurant. You need to have sake. Before you can reply, the server arrives at your table as if summoned from a lamp. Wow. Welcome to Wild Ginger, you two. I'm here to make sure your evening with us is perfect. Can I get you something from the bar? The drinks arrive in short order, and Jay sips her sake skeptically. After a moment, her eyes widen in appreciation. Wow, this is really good! Just gotta watch it. It can sneak up on you quick. Afraid it'll impair my judgment, you'll wake up naked with me again? Confronted directly with Jay's intentions for the evening, you gather your thoughts. I'm glad that after everything, we still managed to find our way here. I never lost hope, Grim, though I misplaced it a few times. Why hold out for this? How could you be so sure there was anything worth saving? There's an urban legend that says girls are attracted to men who share traits with their fathers. That is true. I've actually had that proven because I've met the fathers of women I've dated and found out that I did have traits in common with them. And I'm talking about women I dated for quite a while. So I was like, oh, I see. That's why she likes me, because I kind of remind her of her father a little bit. It's weird, but it's just the way people interact, I guess, you know? I mean, that's biology. But while Dad influenced you, the two of you couldn't be more different. You watch her expression alternate between earnestness and embarrassment as she speaks. But I realized when guys started showing interest in me that I wasn't comparing them to Dad. She reaches across the table and puts her hand on yours. I was comparing them to you. When did you know? Let's just say my plotting had already begun in a Bedford's. And there it is. It's all just been a clever ruse to claim half my bed. Jay shoots you an indignant look. Hey, that's not the only reason. I also have all kinds of unfair and unrealistic expectations of what will happen in that bed. Jay, if that's where this takes us, I'll leave everything on the field. You see a flicker of doubt on her face as your confidence reminds her of your experience gap. Grim, Before she can respond, the server returns with your appetizers. From our omakase offering, I present Kamatora roll with scallion and Thai chilies. This looks amazing. Thank you. Of course. As you prepare to eat, you realize that Jay hasn't touched her chopsticks. Oh, well, I guess you'll have to wait for the next exciting adventure to see whether or not Jay touches her chopsticks. Will this be a hand me a fork and knife sort of meal? Or will she go full Asian and touch those chopsticks? I don't know. You'll have to find out on the next episode of Chasing Sunsets, which will be next Thursday on Grim's Uncanny Valley. Stay tuned.